a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. Attention, please.
A manhunt is on. A search over land and sea is being made for a man with a criminal record of many years and a death sentence on his head. He has a hiding place called the Pit of Sin, where there's a gang of just such characters. While he lives in filth, yet he can dress himself to parade the main street as a prince of a fella. To spot him, you need more than a passing glance. You need to study his face, and you'll see he's a guilty man in fear, fleeing from justice. As to his height, he's the shortest man yet, but he gets himself up to hide even that. Some have come upon him in his secret haunts, and they heard such groans of misery they had to sneak away. He cries, "I wish I never had been born. My sin is caught up with me. I do deceive men, but it is God with whom I have to do, and he knows all my sins. What will I say in the day of judgment? I know he has a hell fire, and I'm going there. I can't even blame the devil with my fate. I know God must be done with me and has no mercy for me. I am hopeless and helpless to change myself. I'm too miserable to want to live another day, and I'm afraid to die. I am lost, like a man in mid-ocean with nothing to see but angry waves." What hopeless wailings! But they do not turn me away, for he's the very man I've been seeking. The manhunt is over. I've found my man. To show men the description of the subject of this manhunt, 99 will tell me, "Don't look at me. I'm a good fella. I'm no low-down criminal." But at last, I find that one lone man who pleads guilty to all the charges. First, a criminal under death sentence. Hath not God said, "The wages of sin is death"? And did not the Lord Jesus declare, "Ye shall die in your sins"? And that because of our criminal deeds, in defying God's law and his control over us, each one has enthroned himself in a determination that said, "I'm going to live like I please. God can like it or not. I'm my own boss." Heaven cries out in such God defiance, "Prepare to meet thy God, for thou shalt be brought into judgment." Second, so short. Is not this the true status of every man before his God? Hearken, there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. How short? We don't measure up to a grease spot on the floor, for we have done nothing to glorify God, but we have lived to gratify our own lusts. Third, living in filth in the stinking pit of sin. God's verdict is, they are together become filthy or stinking, as he proves all to be under sin in that horrible pit. We have wallowed like a hog in the mire of our own sins, making the filth of sin our choice and not the holiness of God. Thank God for the 1 in 100 who beats his breast in self-condemnation. That man, I will tell him of his buddy of years past, and how he cried, "God be merciful to me, the sinner." And God's heart was touched, and his mercy enfolded that man. If such hesitate, listen, you need mercy, that is sure. And no one can help you but God, no doubt about that. And that is your name, the sinner, isn't it? Cry that cry and see what God will do for the truly repentant soul. A ray of hope warms your cold as death soul. And a ray of light, like an arrow, points to a man called Jesus of Nazareth. Who is he? He is the Son of God come down from heaven. What for? He said, "I came to seek and to save lost sinners." Then he must have come to seek out me. But how can he save me? Then you see that same Jesus dying in agony and blood on a criminal's cross. What is he, the Son of God, doing there? Let me help you with my testimony. That cross was my cross. That death of agony was my punishment. That load that bowed his head was the burden of my sins. As forsaken by God, he became my curse, as I deserved to be banished from God in hellfire forever. I deserved it all, but he took my place so as to save me and bring me to God, to be forgiven of my sins and to be made a child of God forever. At all this, the manhunt victim gasps in utter amazement and then in faith cries, Lord Jesus Christ, thou art my Savior. I thank thee for dying for my sins. I love thee. I just want to be thine alone, my Lord, my Savior, and my God. Then, as water to parched ground, the Holy Spirit enters and you feel, yes, you know, you're a new man with a new life before you to show what the Lord Jesus has done for you as you dedicate all you are and have as an expression of your love and gratitude to him. But what about the 99? That is a sad story. That same blessed Savior said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Oh, my neighbor, junk your self-righteous pride and confess yourself as the lost sinner. God's grace is only for such. Get in on God's grace. You need it. And on God's salvation in Jesus Christ. For without Christ, you have no hope forever. Rest not until you can say, I am my Lord's and he is mine. Let this be the end to our manhunt. Amen. This is another message of the Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.